This week's honoree is a Delaware County grandmother who stepped up to raise her grandbaby and now empowers and supports other grands who've done the same.
I'm always tired, but I don't stop. I can't.
That's the voice of Bobby Arnott, a mother of six, grandmother to 14, and great-grand to three. And for the past several years, she's been mom again, raising her now 15 and 13-year-old grandchildren.
I'm mom. I always will be mom, you know, until the last breath.
Mothering a second generation wasn't in Bobby's retirement plan. But when her daughter suffered from addiction, she and her husband had no choice.
The day before I took my grandchildren, she was found laying in the middle of a sidewalk where her friends dumped her. So it was just getting worse. So if I wouldn't have taken, they would have been in the system somewhere.
The opioid and mental health crisis, gun violence, incarceration, death, and illness have left grandparents and extended family members in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s to raise young children. In fact, 2.5 million grandparents across the country and roughly 100,000 in Pennsylvania are raising grandkids under 18. And that's where this week's Good Souls honoree, Karen Barnes, comes in.
One day, you're the grandparent, and the very next day, you have a decision to make.
Karen is president of Grands Stepping Up. It's a Delaware County-based nonprofit that supports both grandparents and kinship guardians raising children when the biological parents cannot.
A lot of them are on fixed incomes. They're either on Social Security themselves, they're in senior housing living situations.
Grands Stepping Up offers free or discounted legal help to gain guardianship and custody. They provide clothing, food, toiletries, furniture, therapy, and just overall support.
We have a responsibility to do everything we can to assist these families to heal.
Karen founded her nonprofit about 3.5 years ago during the pandemic, but her work started years before.
11.5 years ago, I received my granddaughter from the hospital. My daughter was young when she had her. She was only 17.
Her daughter also battled addiction and could not raise her baby.
I wasn't working and I was struggling just to put food on the table for my other daughter that was in middle school. And I had to step up, make the decision to say yes, to begin to raise my granddaughter.
Karen hit roadblock after roadblock trying to raise her grandchild, but she never gave up.
Every barrier, I wouldn't let be a barrier. I actually went to our local courthouse, went in and asked for emergency custody, and I got it.
She gathered resources, finding food pantries, baby items, and learned how to navigate the system so she could raise her grandchild. Then when Gina, a grandmother she knew, got a call to pick up a grandbaby she didn't even know she had, Karen used her resources and social media to help.
And within 24 hours, and it makes me cry to this day, we had caravans going to her house of so much goodwill that child did not need one diaper, any clothing, shoes, you name it. That child had everything he needed for the first year of life.
That day was a call to action. And Karen says her life's work began.
I said, if we can do it for one, we're going to do it for as many people as we can.
My name is Mary Flanagan. When I met Karen, I was amazed at her ebullience. She's so passionate.
Mary nominated Karen for the Good Souls Project. She volunteers her time as a grant writer for Grand Stepping Up and has spent the last year working closely with Karen.
She's the quintessential Good Souls. She is a giver. She feels other people's pain. She's an empath.
Karen's empathy goes back to childhood and her brother Dennis, who was born with Down syndrome when he was bullied. And Karen was a kid, she says she stood up for him.
I guess you say when I get angry, it puts a fire under my butt.
That fire helps the mother of five and grandmother of 11 raise her now 11-year-old granddaughter, Ellie, who she has since adopted. It also keeps the 60-year-old going. She and her volunteers provide school supplies, holiday assistance, Easter, Christmas, and birthday support. They help pay for sports and other activities for grandkids, and so much more.
We have distributed well over $2 million of in-kind donations.
She does so much for so many other people.
That's Bobby Arnott again. She's seen Karen at work and says she is a good soul.
She's the poster child of good soul.
And Karen, well, she's not in it for the praise.
I do it so that I can say that I did the best that I possibly could to help these children.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.